I'm Tony Marissa reporting. Tropical Storm Ian is expected to become a hurricane again before making landfall for a second time, most likely in South Carolina. Ian is packing maximum sustained winds of 70 miles per hour, churning about 275 miles south of Charleston, South Carolina. But Ian has left its mark on much of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis said the big picture of what was lost and who was lost will come to light, but for now remains a work in progress. Virginia, Jenny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, stood by the claim that the 2020 election was fraudulent during an interview Thursday with the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection, according to the panel's chairman. During questioning, she did not provide any evidence or specific reasoning to back up her belief, a source said. At this point, we're just glad she came. The committee, comprised of 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans, has for months sought an interview with Thomas in an effort to know more about her role in trying to help former President Donald Trump overturn his election defeat. The conservative activist texted with White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and contacted lawmakers in Arizona and Wisconsin in the weeks after the election. Elsewhere, a judge sentenced a Capitol rioter to 7 years in prison Tuesday, calling the Iowa man a one-man wrecking ball who helped in a sustained assault on a police officer. Judge Amy Berman Jackson sentenced Kyle Young in U.S. District Court in Washington to the long term, noting he had admitted to helping in the assault of a police officer during the January 6th riot. She gave him credit for the 17 months he's been held since his arrest. Young cried as he apologized to former D.C. Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Finone and said he wished he could take back his actions of that day. 6 Republican-led states are suing the Biden administration in an effort to halt its plan to forgive student loan debt for tens of millions of Americans, accusing it of overstepping its executive powers. It's at least the second legal challenge this week to the sweeping proposal laid out by President Joe Biden in late August when he said his administration would cancel up to $20,000 in education debt for huge numbers of borrowers. The announcement, after months of internal deliberations and pressure from liberal activists, became immediate political fodder ahead of the November midterms while fueling arguments from conservatives about legality. This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
Thousands of people were evacuated from nursing homes and hospitals across Florida on Thursday as winds and water from Hurricane Ian began receding. Hundreds of those evacuations were taking place across the hard-hit Fort Myers region, where damage cut off potable water to at least 9 hospitals. Kristen Knapp of the Florida Healthcare Association says 43 nursing homes evacuated about 3,400 residents as of Thursday morning, mostly in southwest Florida. Vladimir Putin is holding a signing celebration.
Russian President Vladimir Putin announced Thursday he will hold a signing ceremony Friday to formally annex 4 Moscow-occupied areas of Ukraine and officially make it a part of Russia. This follows the referendum elections over 5 days last week. The elections were widely condemned by Western governments as a sham. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Roger Maris has company. Aaron Judge hit his 61st of the season Wednesday, tying Maris for the most homers in a single season by an American League player. Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa each passed Maris between 1998 and 2001, but because of their links to performance-enhancing drugs, many consider 61 to be the true all-time record. Either way, Judge is just the 5th player to hit 61 in a season in the history of the game. The New York Yankees beat the Toronto Blue Jays to lock up the American League East crown. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.